Akmal Saleh ay dumating sa Australia sa gulang na 10. Ang kanyang pamilya ay lumipat mula Ehipto sa paghahanap ng mas mahusay na buhay. Ang kanyang unang araw sa Australia ay nakaukit sa kanyang alaala.
One of my most potent memories is when we were landing in Sydney. This is in the 70s, you know, and seeing the rooftops. The rooftops are that triangular, and we don't have that in Egypt because it doesn't rain. But from the air, they look like pyramids. And I remember thinking, man, there are millions of pyramids. In this country, we've only got like 7. Must be very advanced.
Sa arabal ng Punch Bowl sa kanlurang Sydney, ang naging tahanan ng kanyang pamilya. Ang kanilang bagong paligid ay nakakagulat o nakakapanibago para sa kanila matapos ang maingay at abalang pinakamalaking syudad sa Ehipto.
And coming into Sydney in the 70s on a Sunday, it just, you know, going from probably the most populated city in the world to the least populated city in the world at the time, or very close to it, it just was such a contrast. It seemed to me like the place was just shut. It was just like closed with no traffic.
Niyakap ni Akmal at ng kanyang kapatid ang kanilang bagong buhay. Sa una, ang lahat ay tila banyaga. Mula sa pagsisimula sa isang bagong paaralan at pag-aaral ng isang bagong wika, ang wikang Ingles. Sinabi niya, ito ay lubos na iba sa buhay sa Ehipto.
You don't even hear other languages because it's not a multicultural country. It's a monocultural country, and so even the idea of language is foreign to you when you're 10 years old, you know. So I'm trying to get my head around this whole language thing. Like, I'd go to school and people would speak to me in English and I couldn't understand, and I really desperately wanted to understand.
Habang lumalaki, madalas naramdam ni Akmal na siya ay iba at hindi kabahagi. At ito ay hindi lamang dahil sa kanyang etnisidad.
It's funny, I never fitted in no matter what, whether it was racial or not. I mean, generally I've kind of been an outsider. You know, so even if every kid in the class was Egyptian, like me, I would have still been the outsider. You know, I had the comedy on my side. I could always make fun of myself.
Ang simbahan ng Coptic ay may malaking papel sa buhay ni Akmal noong kanyang kabataan. Ngunit nang siya ay medyo tumanda na, nagbago ang kanyang focus at natagpuan ang pagpapahayag sa pamagitan ng pagpapatawa.
When I first started doing comedy, I was scared of being ethnic because I thought they're not going to like me. You know, it was a really Anglo environment and community. You know, so I changed my name to Peter because I thought if I change my name to Peter, maybe people won't realize I'm ethnic.
Ngunit ginulat siya ng buhay at ang kanyang pinagmulang Arabic ay lumabas na siyang pinakamahusay niyang asset, kanyang nagagawa na maglabas ng katatawanan sa mga stereotype.
Believe it or not, folks, not all Arabs are terrorists or belong to gangs. Some of us sell weapons.
Kasama ng tagumpay sa pagpapatawa ang pagkakataon na maglakbay. Nagbukas din ito ng pinto para sa mga pagganap sa telebisyon at radyo. Ngunit nasa entablado man o sa telebisyon, ang kanyang pagpapatawa ay tungkol sa mga paksa na hindi kayang gawin ng ibang komedyante.
Are there any Islamic extremists in tonight? Because maybe that's the problem. You don't know. They could be on their way to blow up a bridge or an embassy or something, and suddenly one of them says, why don't we stop off and watch the comedy gala? For fun and laughter.
I mean, theoretically, you can talk about any topic, but it's what you're saying about it or how you're presenting it. What spirit are you bringing to it? Are you divisive? Are you hateful? Or are you just confused and trying to work things out in a genuine way? You know, anything, any topic can potentially be funny, but the more contentious the topic, the more careful or the cleverer you have to be.
Ang paraan ng pamumuhay Australiano ay nakatatak na sa kanyang pagkakakilanlan.
If I'd grown up in Egypt, I probably would have been a different person. You know, you're shaped by your environment and you. And I think the good thing about Australia is I probably got more opportunities to do things that are different.
SBS
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 SBS SBS Radio.